peace after the overturning of Roe v. Wade. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. President Biden held a meeting with Democratic governors who want to maintain access to abortion following the Supreme Court's ruling.
President Biden urged a Senate suspension of the 60-vote threshold required to pass most legislation to make it easier for abortion rights to become law. However, even he admits the Senate will likely never do so without the support of Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema.
We don't have the votes in the Senate to change the filibuster at the moment. That means we need two more votes now.
Mallory Rivera, Fox News.
It comes after a long week for the president, who just arrived back after attending the G7 meeting in Germany and the NATO summit in Madrid.
The main focus in the gathering of the G7 and NATO leaders was to carve out new ways to assist Ukraine, with the president putting the blame on Russia's aggression for domestic issues here as well. President Biden was asked about the U.S.'s status as a world leader given record inflation and gas prices. To that, he pivoted to the Supreme Court. Now, Republicans criticized the president's wording on foreign soil as unpatriotic. The Biden administration has been on the losing end of several recent Supreme Court decisions, among them a hit to the green energy agenda, as the Supreme Court ruled this week to remove sole regulatory discretion from the EPA.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Meanwhile, tensions rise in Eastern Europe between Belarus and Ukraine.
Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko is claiming that Ukraine tried striking military objects in Belarus 3 days ago, but the missiles were intercepted. He did not provide any evidence and says Belarus does not want to enter the war. However, in Lviv, the mayor here met with military leaders preparing for the possibility of a Belarusian invasion. Crews are still clearing the rubble after 21 civilians were killed in an early morning strike at a recreation center and apartment complex.
Fox's Nate Foy. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A child dies after being left in a hot car. Fox's Gary Baumgarten with more.
This latest death in North Carolina, the one-year-old, the 10th child to die in a hot car in the United States this year, and the fourth child to die in similar circumstances this week. It happened in the town of Mebane, about a half hour east of Greensboro. Police say the father left the girl in the car. We've not yet been told how long she was in the car, and thus far, no charges have been filed. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Meanwhile, the bodies of three young children and a woman believed to be their mother have been recovered from a Minnesota lake, and authorities say the deaths are being investigated as a homicide. The chain of events began Friday morning when the father was found dead at a mobile home park in the town of Maplewood near Minneapolis. Police determined that the woman had left with the children, and a search began. The woman's car was then found near a lake. One child's body was found in the lake Friday night, another shortly after midnight, and the bodies of the third child and the mother were found around 10:30 a.m. Saturday. All of the children were under 5 years old. Plus, a Texas death row inmate asking for his execution to be delayed for a few weeks in the hopes of becoming an organ donor.
Ramiro Gonzalez is scheduled to be executed a week from Wednesday for the shooting death of an 18-year-old woman 21 years ago. His attorneys are asking Texas Governor Greg Abbott for a delay so Gonzalez can donate his kidney and possibly save someone's life. They claim a medical evaluation has found him to be an excellent donor candidate, and he has a rare blood type, which means his donation could help someone who might otherwise not find a match. The Texas Department of Criminal Justice earlier denied Gonzalez's request to be a donor because it came too close to his execution date. The Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles will consider the request. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.